you know, kind of butter them up. But I really owe George a lot because I really want to reach people. I want to warn folks about corrupt things that are happening. I get angry about being oppressed. And he's the biggest outlet to ever just give me free reign and to reach 16 million people a night. And I've been on the show probably 60, 70 times. I haven't counted it in the last 7.5 years. And he took a risk putting Alex Jones on him. And we were growing exponentially way back then. Now it just supercharged us like nitrous oxide on a drag racer. And I just want to thank you again, George, for helping me get the word out.
Well, Alex, you earned your way on the Coast to Coast. When I started doing the program, I didn't know who you were. You know, I was in the paranormal, the unusual, and I kept getting emails from people saying, you ought to put talk show host Alex Jones on. And, well, at that point, brand new, just replaced Art Bell, Mr. Competitive here, doing what I'm doing. I'm going, God, what do I want to promote another talk show host for? But I started getting more and more and more of these emails, and I said, you know what, I better start listening to this guy. So I Googled you. Up came PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. I started listening to some of the things you did. And I said, I like this guy. And I said, you know, he's like a little brother to me. And I said, you know, the things he says are right on. And then you and I had that first program, and it just exploded our phone lines. And that's been our relationship ever since, other than when you pushed me into a lake in Austin, Texas.
Hey, you got to stop with that joke. I've had people come up to me on the street and go, why'd you push George Norrie into the pond? And I'm like,
it's
I did.
On YouTube. I don't know. I think if you just go into the search on YouTube and go Norrie Falls, you'll see a 7-second clip coming out of the radio station, KLBJ at night, you, me, Dan Heiser, and I hit what I thought was a half-inch puddle of water. They had the sprinklers going on all night, and I hit a half-inch pool of water that ended up being 2 feet deep, and I went right down into it and right on my face, and I had that big event, as you know, the Talk Fest, the next day. I didn't have any backup clothes. I was soaked to the gills. And Dan Heiser had to go out and buy me clothes. I'm in my hotel room, stark naked, waiting for him to get in there with new shoes, pants, and a shirt. And down come the window washers. They come right down to my level, and I'm standing right in front of them. No clothes on, and the guy just keeps cleaning the window. No big deal.
Well, I just want to say, we just played the video, and I am a good 8 feet from you when you fall down. It's Dan Heiser that's
sure
behind you.
Sure, Harvey Oswald. Sure, you're 8 feet away from me.
Listen, we've only got one more segment with you, but it's a long segment, 12 minutes or so. We're going to talk to Henry, Al, Bell, Noel, and Tony. Quick questions or comments for George Norrie when we come back in this next segment. But what's coming up tonight on Coast to Coast AM? What's coming up in the next few days?
First hour, we'll talk a little bit about Egypt and some other mainstream issues with that coast flavor. And then the full show, a little more coasty tonight as we talk with Dr. Richard Boylan about what he believes to be anti-UFO machines that are flying around all over the planet. So we'll get into that with him. And then Friday, I always dedicate it to some fun, unusual things. We're going to be talking to the people from Ripley's, Believe It or Not. And then we'll have open lines later on in the program on Friday night out.
We've only got about a minute, but what did you think of that strange UFO over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem?
Dome of the Rock. Bizarre timing. I mean, things are happening. They're weird. Now, in this particular case, I don't know if it's a sign from above or whether someone's got some drone out there just checking things out. Who knows? But I'm telling you, we get some bizarre things. The strangest story, of course, is the crop formation in Indonesia. Indonesia! I mean, the farmer said he was there 6 hours before and there was nothing there. You can't make it that fast, even with 90 people. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I think they're really gearing up for a fake-type UFO invasion. We know under Project Bluebeam that's there as well, and they've got this Battle of Los Angeles coming out. I mean, they're really pushing it. George Norrie is our guest, coasttocoastam.com. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back after this quick break with your phone calls. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with There's a Man Named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Many have dubbed that Ike is the most controversial speaker on the planet. Much of what he's talked about in the last 20 years has unfortunately come true. He deals with this false programmed matrix reality of disinformation we're fed. And his latest book is Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, The Lion Sleeps No More, DavidIke.com. And David, serious times coming, rebellion worldwide. But the globalists, strangely, admit that they're behind it. They know the rebellion was already coming, so they're trying to trigger it. So kind of like Red Adair would blow up an oil well once it was already on fire to extinguish the flames of revolution. Well, what does David Icke think is happening?
Well, I think what we're seeing, Alex, is a classic reformation or confirmation of something that anyone that wants to understand what's going on in the world must keep at the front of their mind, and that is no situation is ever black and white. It's always, if you're looking for the real truth, it's a shade of gray, and that's what we're looking at here. We have understandably a genuine uprising from angry, poverty-stricken, oppressed and suppressed people. But when people are in that situation where, as we talked about before, freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. When you reach that point where you've got nothing to lose if you take certain action, then suddenly you lose your fear, because what have I got to lose? I'm in this situation anyway. Now, because of the massive economic collapse and catastrophe around the world, people in all parts of the world, not just the Middle East, are feeling that, and they're heading closer and closer to that line that says, I've got nothing to lose, let's go. Now, of course, the mind manipulators, because that's what it is in the end, a mind game, a psychological game, they knew that this was coming, and they have got to try to manage it for their own ends. So here we have, Alex, a genuine reaction to this 30 years of suppression and violence and tyranny by this US and no doubt British too, the two go together, tyranny and dictator Mubarak, who has served their interests and served the interests of Israel against the interests of the Palestinians. And that is a genuine reaction, no doubt. But you can see that when you've got a powder keg like that of resentment and oppression that will not take it anymore, then it's very easy to trigger that and then manipulate it. And that's why when the revolution truly comes to America and Britain, as it will, then we involved in any of that need to learn the lessons and become streetwise about the way this thing works. Because how many times, when you look at these so-called people's revolutions, not least in the former Soviet Union, of Georgia, of Ukraine, of the Czech Republic, of Kyrgyzstan, and so on, these color revolutions, as they call them, again and again, it's been shown quite clearly that Rothschild-connected people like George Soros and Zbigniew Brzezinski have been
behind them, not least Soros' network of foundations that are not there for philanthropy. They are there to manipulate so-called, on the surface, people's revolutions that are putting their people in power. And you cannot ever judge the true nature of a revolution, its motivation and its background, until we see what has replaced the regime the revolution has removed. And when you look at Georgia and Ukraine and all these places where these Soros networks have been involved in the manipulation, and not only that, the training of people in people's non-cooperation and protest techniques, the people that have gone into place have been invariably people who are front men for the very the globalists and the Soros networks. Classic Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, scholarship to the U.S., Columbia Law School, George Washington University, New York law firm, turns up and becomes president of Georgia after the so-called Rose Revolution, manipulated by the Soros foundations. We have this extraordinarily ludicrous situation now in the Ukraine, where I'm speaking next week, where a guy called Viktor Yanukovych was removed after what was claimed to be rigged elections in, I think it was 2004, the so-called Orange Revolution. That very man is now president of the country. So that revolution, of course, changed nothing with hindsight. And when you look at the situation now in Egypt, who turns up, not lived in the country for most of his adult life?
Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the UN.
And who is this man? He's been on the board of the International Crisis Group, which claims on its website to be an independent, non-profit, non-governmental organization committed to preventing and solving deadly conflict, when it's actually there to manipulate regime change in the very way that I'm talking about.
And they
about.
Now admit that they sent him in the week before. They admittedly triggered it. They're bragging about it while publicly saying that they support Mubarak because they know Western support for Mubarak will enrage the populace even more. But then publicly at the same level admit that they're doing it. And so this is what I wanted to ask you, David. I want you to continue. Do you agree with my analysis here? Because I knew this a decade ago because I saw them bragging about it. But now they've come out in Wired Magazine, you name it, and admitted Google is NSA software for keyword. They just get you to search the database to put your own information on it, so they literally know what you're thinking and doing. And Google says 93 to 99% of the time, they know where you're going to eat, what you're going to surf, what you're going to do, more than you even know, and they're able to predict the future. It's a scientific crystal ball to a certain extent by tracking mass movements of people, and they knew that there was rebellion against all their dictators forming, and so they're going to trigger it early to then bring their people back in, and that's basically what's happened. But we'll put up on screen those articles about Google. It was now claiming they're getting companies where they can do this. That's what they've been set up to do all along. That's why the globalists are so arrogant, is because they literally do nothing but study humanity and how we operate.
Yeah, well, the International Crisis Group, board members, chairman, George Soros, Mohammed El-Baradei, Wesley Clark, say no more, Javier Solana, the NATO Secretary General, as was, Zbigniew Brzezinski is one of their senior advisors, Richard Armitage, for goodness sake, and Prince Turki Al-Faisal, who is a member of the Saudi Arabia royal family, who, of course, love democracy and freedom, which this International Crisis Group is supposed to represent. So you look at that, and it's quite clear that El-Baradei is their man. Now, also, the Daily Telegraph in Britain has been running stories and articles about the fact that some of the people that were that triggered this popular uprising, which in its entirety, that's what it is from the people's point of view, were actually connected to the American embassy in Cairo and came to America and all the rest of it. So you can see how it's being manipulated. And the thing is that people like Brzezinski in his books, they are telling you what's going to happen, disguised as prophecy, if you like.
Kissinger came out on Bloomberg last night and said this is only the first scene in the first act of a play.
That's exactly what I was coming to. That quote, this is only the first scene of the first act of the drama that is played out. That is telling you what's coming. And you see, I've been writing for years about the fact that these Arab oil states and these Arab dictatorships and royal dictatorships were being played like a violin. It was only a matter of time. And again, you come to the Shades of Grey. Should the dictators and royal tyrannies in Yemen, Algeria, Libya, Jordan, Syria, Morocco, Saudi Arabia...
David. We got a break. Powerful info. We're going to look at the geopolitical map when we come back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 11th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,363.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,398.83, $699.41 for a half ounce, or $349.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,398.83, $699.41, and $349.71.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
just a broadcast note. Joining us Thursday, George Norrie is going to be on the broadcast, giving us his take on what's happening with the world economy and what's happening in Egypt. But I could not concur the piercing understanding of David Icke Moore on this issue. That's why I admire him so much. His research is always so up to date. And piercing is the word, and that's exactly what's happening. Instead of even black or white or gray, it's more of a prism of spectrums. And the globalists are riding this tiger of rebellion against their own tyranny, and like judo, using the resistance of the population against them and throwing it back at them. And so by understanding this, though, we can defeat them. And I want to talk more about their predictive systems, future predicting systems, and how David thinks we counter that. But David, continuing, you got cut off by the break. You were running through the dictatorships that are in the Middle East, North Africa, and where this is going.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about Yemen, Algeria, Libya, Jordan, Syria, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Oman, Kuwait. All these are so-called royal dictatorships and tyrannies imposing upon the people. So should they go? Absolutely they should go. But we're back to, and as soon as possible, but we're back to shades of gray. The question is not just should they go, it's what is the agenda for making them go at this time? And, you know, there's a number of things that come from this. If they, as Kissinger has indicated here, they plan to create falling dominoes across the Middle East, first of all, that creates massive upheaval. It creates what? Chaos. What is their technique? Order out of chaos. Now, on one level, this could be very dangerous for places like Israel, but it could also be incredibly beneficial to those that run Israel, and very, very beneficial to those behind this global agenda, because they want the Middle Eastern countries in a state of subordination, and chaos will create that. The other thing is that Where does most of the world's oil come from? It comes from the Middle East. You start whacking domino upheavals across the Middle East and the oil countries, not least the big one, Saudi Arabia. And what are you going to have, Alex? You're going to have an enormous oil crisis, which is going to, of course, knock on to crises and financial crises and industrial crises and living crises throughout global society, which is precisely what they want. Massive problems and upheavals and chaos for which they can offer the solutions of their centralized global fascist Orwellian dictatorship. So it's clear to me that this genuine reaction to this disgraceful, outrageous, evil attack on human society is being managed to bring about the next stage of the attack on human society.
Expanding on that, we know in the last year the IMF and World Bank have ordered all of these third world countries, not just the Middle East, North Africa, to cut through austerity the bread ration, which around half the population of Egypt is on, making $2 or less a day. And so they economically, through globalism, pull the levers, punch the buttons. Then they send in their man on a white horse, who the London Independent calls the savior,
exactly.
This El Baradei. So it's completely transparent to those that study this and know it, and the globalists are even admitting it. But on a larger front, the Muslim Brotherhood in Jordan, they just reshuffled the government towards them. In Saudi Arabia, everywhere, the Saudis and others are freaking out, realizing the deal they made with the globalists is a deal with the devil, and they want the strategy of tension, the clash of civilizations. They want to get radical Muslims, like they got rid of Saddam and put radical Muslims in Iraq. This is the strategy to then build them up as the enemy and to blame them for the exploding oil prices that were already being triggered via dollar devaluation.
Yeah, that's it. And the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, this is, again, I keep coming back to this today, shades of gray, becoming streetwise. And just because something has a name on the door and appears to stand for something does not mean that at its core it does. I mean, crikey, you look at the classic Orwellian use of names for organizations to give the impression that it's the opposite of what it really is. I mean, for goodness sake, we're talking here about George Soros's Open Society Institute, which is the last thing the Open Society Institute actually wants. So when you look at things like Muslim Brotherhoods, and look at almost any organization that has democracy in it, and you're looking at an organization that wants to take democracy away.
The people perish for lack of knowledge. The people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, as the good book tells us. David Icke, as we went to break, you were starting to get into the first scene and the first act for the New World Order, the global destabilization program, people rioting and protesting in Greece, in Ireland. At the Davos, Switzerland meeting last week, they called for $100 trillion in additional taxpayer money to the private banks, an open announcement of world government. All of that smokescreened by what's happening now. David Icke, please continue.
Yeah, I was just finishing off a point, Alex, about the fact that just because something's called something doesn't mean that's what it represents and that's what it stands for, including the Muslim Brotherhood. There's a lot of organizations in the Arab world that actually are fronts for Israel and the United States. Andreas von Bülow, I think you've talked to him yourself over the years, former German minister and an expert in intelligence, especially German intelligence in that whole area.
Andreas von Bülow.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone for a long time years ago, not long after 9/11, and he was saying he knew for a fact that Abu Nidal, of course, the infamous Arab terrorist, was actually an asset of Mossad. That's how it works.
Yeah, he was the former head of German intelligence,
yeah,
and the former German defense minister. He talked about the white supremacists are run by the globalists. The radical Muslims are run by them. The radical black groups, the radical Hispanic groups, all of these groups are there so the government can play the part of the savior.
Yeah, and of course we know the classic stands out like the proverbial is Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden. We know that he was a front man for the same group. So when we see these names that appear to represent Muslims or appear to represent this or that or the other, we have to just again, streetwise, shades of gray, just take a step back and let's see if they really do that. And again, we come back to the classic line, really, by their actions shall they be judged. That's what we need to do, not by what they say, but what they do. Another interesting thing, Alex, you know, is that there is this whole deal about what's known as Greater Israel, which is the area that the Israel extremists claim is theirs, the real Israel. And it's interesting when you look at the map of it, it includes, of course, Israel, Palestine that we see now, but it also includes a great chunk of Egypt going across to Cairo. It includes Jordan, includes Lebanon, includes Syria, includes Iraq, includes a great chunk of Saudi Arabia. Now, what we're looking at here, as you look at that map, are all the countries, or many of the countries, that are actually now in possible line for this domino effect that Kissinger was indicating with his quote. And there is an agenda playing out here. And when we look at what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Britain beginning to, what's happening in America, my goodness me, we want more. Not just people on the streets to show the numbers, but also non-cooperation with the system, so the system cannot operate. What would, because it needs us to do that, we must be learning lessons here, Alex, all the time.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is full spectrum dominance. And if people just get angry at the atmosphere created by the engineers, their anger, their focus will be used and shunted and directed into empowering New World Order agendas instead of bringing it down. That's why what you just said is the absolute paramount heart of everything and the genesis of true human liberty if we're going to have it.
Yeah, who benefits? Who benefits? Who benefits? We got to keep asking that. Who benefits from this situation? Who benefits from me reacting to this situation like this? And this is why I say we have to get ourselves informed, not just about what size shoes the president of so-and-so takes, not that just that kind of information, much of which we don't really need to know anyway, informed about how the psychological system works, the techniques of mass mind and emotional manipulation, and where this cabal want to take the world. When we understand the basic techniques of mind and psychological manipulation and the goals that are designed to be achieved,
it's like getting your sight.
Immediately becomes so much more difficult to
yeah.
scam.
I wanted to do something here that the producers showed me earlier, and that's TweetPsych. That's the website. And if you type in somebody's tweet account, they're monitoring the tweets. The Library of Congress is saving all of them, and they know the psychological profile of your users. You type in the real Alex Jones for tweet, and you scroll down, and most of it is media, social, future, people wanting to know, future trends, learning, positive, conceptual, basically, philosophy, the senses. See, it's all about primordial, that's what people are into. They're into primordial, the core of humanity, destiny, enlightenment, awakening. That's who comes to my tweet, and they're tracking them and know who they are. And it's much more detailed with the cable boxes tracking you, the Google tracking you right down to your individual profile. Now, you go to something like 2.5 Men or Joe Rogan, and these are nice guys, smart shows, whatever. I like Joe; he's into awakening. But still, the point is, what is it? It's sex. It's lower senses things. We'll scroll down and show that sex. Vast majority. But then they're also into primordial and things like that. So you see some of the same interest media. And if you type in something like 2.5 Men, it will show you what they're into. This is just one example of how they've gotten us tied into this. The internet is a double-edged sword. They thought they would use it as a worldwide wiretap. DARPA did. Instead, we're using it against them. But we have to understand, they're now bragging that they can predict mass movements almost 100% of the time. How do you deal with something like that with these super technologies the globalists have, David Icke?
The thing about the internet is that it's given us so many tools to communicate information that these people overwhelmingly do not want communicated. Without the internet, people would not at this point be anything like as informed about what's going on as they are. Therefore, given that the internet was introduced through military technology, etc., for that to be given to the people, if you like, to use for the benefit of awakening and awareness, there must be something absolutely colossal and fundamental in it for them on the other side for that to have been done. And, I think what we need to do is start to look about the reality and from an internet point of view. The internet is actually a collective human mind or an extension of it. Because
we put our thoughts, our dreams, our art, everything in one area.
Yeah, anything that you focus on with mind becomes an extension of mind. And therefore, the collective human mind has an extension now called the World Wide Web, the Internet. And therefore, if you are skilled in understanding how to read this information, and goodness knows the advancement of the computer technology they must have outside.
We can organically do what their supercomputers can do individually. They're trying to mimic the human mind by scanning the web.
You can do is read the human mind by what the human mind is putting onto the web, an extension.
Yes, stay there, stay there, stay there. Power.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to continue rolling deeper into the hour with David. And I got a bunch of callers on hold, but I want to go through them and ask who wants to talk to David specifically or address a question on these general topics. And I know they've been holding, but I want to keep it focused on what we're getting into here. But the field is wide when we're talking to David Icke. DavidIcke.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. There is a huge awakening, and we're going to come back and get more into the police state grid, the physical control grid, and take some phone calls in the next long segment. But, David, it's so powerful what we were just talking about in the last segment. Quantify it. But for those that may not understand, the web is almost like a mirror of what people are really thinking. So the globalists can see our soul. They can see who we really are, just like a 1,000-question psychological test can show you something. Well, these are millions of choices we individually make, watching digital TV that tracks us on Twitter, Facebook, Google. They admit they can now predict mass movement futures 93% of the time, individuals. That's what they're telling us they have. But you're right. I, using the web and seeing things, I can simply go to Shoutcast and tell what people are more interested in, watching the numbers go up. There's simple things like that, but it's much deeper. And the globalists know That's why I've got Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Newsweek, all these people calling me because they're saying, we see your numbers. My radio show, Infowars.com, bigger than MSNBC, a tiny operation. They see what all of us are doing is huge and powerful. They know the awakening's there, and they don't know how to deal with it. That's why Obama's calling for the internet kill switch. That's why worldwide, Australia, England, they are actually scared. David Icke.
Well, when anyone in the public arena, a scientist or whatever, comes out and says, we're working on this technology which years from now could do this, say in terms of computers, they're talking about building quantum computers, the advancement and potential for which to process information is just staggering. It makes the best computers today look like the village idiot. When they're saying it's coming, they might genuinely be telling the truth from their point of view, because they're not aware of what's going on outside of their sphere of knowledge in the secret projects, etc. But things like quantum computers that we're going to have in the future, these guys have got them now. I mean, if we could see the computing technology, information processing technology that they have, we would be staggered at how far ahead of the public arena it is. And what we're doing all the time with the internet, and it's important we use it, massively important. We have to use these things to our advantage and mitigate as much as we can the things that are a disadvantage. But they are receiving second by second all over the world through many and various sources, which these computers can process and put into ordered predicted outcomes on where it's going. People's views, people's minds are being, and the state of their minds are being
exposed. 10 years ago, the Pentagon admitted they have a map of 3D of the entire world already, and they admit with smart dust and all these meters and tracking, they're making the real world searchable like Google.
Yeah, I mean, the technology they're dealing with is fantastic, but, you know, we must keep coming back to this, I suggest, and that is for all their technology and for all their know-how, for all the knowledge they have that they keep from the people in general, we have the numbers. We have billions compared with a relative handful at the core of this that are behind it all, and the idea is to keep us in a constant state of divide and rule, fear, confusion and chaos and bewilderment, so that we do not unite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We come back again, Alex, to what I was talking about earlier. It's not just those protesting about various injustices that need to get informed about how the whole thing works and how it's all connected. So do the people in dark suits and uniforms have to understand that they are cogs in a machine which is there to entrap their children and grandchildren. Indeed, in the timescale we're looking at, if we allow it to happen, even themselves, in an Orwellian global tyranny that would make, George Orwell kind of wince. And not only that, just look at Nazi Germany or communist Russia, Soviet Union, and then add some and then some. And that's what you're looking at. Look at China, one of the blueprints for the global society tyranny they want.
Singapore.
Look at that. Then look your children in the eye, look yourself in the eye and say, what am I doing?
Absolutely.
Contributing to this.
People need to get conscious and make decisions and get out of denial, because it's all out in the open now. They just got people to commit to denial, and so people don't want to feel like they were conned, and so people are now buying into torture, secret arrest, checkpoints, and one of the other big mind control systems is role-playing. Oh, it's just civil libertarians that don't like illegal checkpoints or warrantless blood draws. Oh, it's just activists that don't like these wars. Oh, it's just, well, I'm not an activist. Well, I'm not a... People need to see themselves in the role of getting informed, and then as they grow, informing others, because this is a life and death situation. Here's my last point. We're going to jam in a few phone calls from folks that have been patiently holding Ron, Jack, Richard, and John. We'll just have time to get to those. But TSA invades roads, highways with Viper checkpoints. They've got 9,000 locations with telescreens going up in shopping malls, Walmart, saying, watch your neighbors. They're approaching every professional I know, my dad, doctors he knows, saying, you know, spy on your neighbors for us. We're Homeland Security. They are rolling out something by every historical yardstick that is super tyranny. And some people are waking up, others are waking up but getting scared, and others are just saying, this is freedom. Warrantless wiretapping, drones, the government taking veterans' death benefits. I mean, it's just, we're already living in incredible looting and stealing that's going on. And They want us to not trust each other and spy on each other instead of looking up the mountain at the globalists. They're the ones we should be watching.
Exactly. And you know, what you were talking about just now, I call it labeling. They label people so that you're all, if you like, tarred with the same brush. This is what this Southern Poverty Law Center was trying to do, and the ADL do when they talk about, you believe this, oh, you're a far-right extremist. Of course, what we're looking at again with the spy on your neighbor is just what we were talking about a few minutes ago. There are too few of them to control and keep surveillance on the population, so they have to get the target population to keep surveillance on each other. This is how it's working. Divide and rule on a massive scale.
The beast is trying to replicate itself and build the army it needs. That's why we've got to build our army of awakening now, so people recognize it.
That's it. And the other thing you mentioned, a very relevant point, is embarrassment. Hey, you know, people, if you believe the world was a certain way and now you're starting to realize it was nothing like that, nothing to be embarrassed about. From cradle to where you are now, you have been bombarded through your education system, through the media, day after day, minute by minute, with a certain view, an information source that tells you certain things are true about yourself, the world, and how it works. And therefore, don't be embarrassed about the fact that you bought it, because almost anyone would buy it. Instead of that, celebrate the fact that you have broken out of it, and let's move on. Instead of, no, it can't be like that because I must have been wrong earlier in my life. We're all wrong earlier in our life until we start to understand what's going on. So get used to it and get on with it.
Absolutely. I liken it to a neighbor who you ask to water your plants, and you come back and your jewelry's all stolen. And then you go, well, it couldn't have been them that did it. And you haven't watched your house again, and now your TV gets stolen and your computer. Pretty soon you stop having that neighbor watch your stuff. We've just been trained to accept government megacorporations raping and robbing us. Wake up, get off your knees, get out of your trance. Ron in New York, you're on the air with David Icke. We're going through to 30 after, and then we're going to let him go in about 10 minutes. He's been gracious. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My call today, and I'd like to get both of your opinions on this, deals with the mayor of New York City's latest foray into intruding into Arizona with basically hired contract agents.
Yeah, for those that don't know, they're going to gun shows, doing private sales, telling people, oh, my gosh, we bought guns without a background, knowing that people don't know that it's legal to sell a gun to your neighbor. And what is Bloomberg getting ready to run for president doing? Suing gun manufacturers, going to Arizona, and I meant to get to that. I'm glad you brought it up, Ron. Running around trying to take our guns. Please continue, Ron. But, David, why do they want our guns so bad?
Well, again, it seems to be a theme today. Shades of Grey and being streetwise. Personally, I don't own guns. I don't want to own a gun and all the rest of it, and I don't want to resist with guns. I want to resist with nonviolent mass non-cooperation to stop the system working. However, on another level, they know that there's lots of people that are quite okay with using guns to resist. And, of course, if you want to take over from take over a country of people, then if they're not armed from your point of view, that is much more, applicable or something you want rather than an armed.
Let me throw this in because we're almost out of time and I want Ron to be able to finish.
But the point I'm making here, Alex, it's an important one. What I'm saying is just because people in America, you may not believe in guns, you may not want people to have guns, and there are many people that believe that, and it's a legitimate view, just as having them is a legitimate view. Please see the shades of grey. Don't get caught in the debate of guns or no guns. Get caught in the understanding or the question, why do they want to take the guns from the population now? What's the agenda for that? Who benefits from that from their point of view? Because they want us to get into this gun, no gun debate, because that takes us over here. We need to focus, whether we believe in guns or whether we don't, on why they want to do it now. And it's because they will find that easier from their point of view to, in their mind, to take over an unarmed population rather than an armed one.
David, I want to be able to have Ron counter back and get to some other calls, but let me just myself state this clearly, to use a Star Wars analogy. Obi-Wan Kenobi's not running around with his lightsaber killing innocent people. He uses it in defense. And the issue is it's a major checkmate that if things get so desperate and they're taking people to put them on trucks to FEMA camps, that if the Germans would have had guns and resisted, that wouldn't have happened. The same thing with Lenin or Stalin. And so I'm nonviolent offensively, but nobody's taking my kids to a FEMA camp, period, and they can't stand it, and they know it, and people need more guns. It's the answer against this tyranny, the counterbalance of power against this paramilitary globalist force, massively in an arms race against the people. Ron in New York, your comment on that.
Okay, my larger point was actually going to be about the spinning and manipulations of the media. I've noticed one thing from all the tapes I've seen where they, you know, have these videotapes supposedly of what took place in Arizona, these sales. And what I have noticed is that you do not see a sale come to fruition, meaning the guy makes a statement about I can't pass a background check, but you don't actually see somebody transacting, giving him a firearm, and he gives them cash. Now, I've seen this been reported for 2 days now, and I find that unusual, and I begin to wonder whether there even was a transaction. We're just being manipulated.
Now, Ron, it's a great point. There is so much lying going on. I appreciate your call. Any other comments on that, David?
Well, I worked in the media for a long time, the BBC and newspapers and radio in Britain. And if anyone saw the inside of a mainstream newsroom in whatever form it is, paper, television, radio, they would never believe a word they read or heard in the media again, because you don't have to be intelligent. There are some intelligent journalists. You don't have to be. It's often a bad career move, and you certainly do not have to be informed. Some of the most uninformed people I've ever met have been professional journalists and professional politicians. And there's also this least line of resistance. If you are a proper journalist and you are interested in the truth, then you are going to constantly be in conflict with those running your media organization who don't want you to cross that line. So there comes a point where to advance the career, to keep the job, to keep the check coming in at the end of the month, you stay within those lines. And what does that mean? You say what is within the acceptable realm and ratio of the norms. And if the norm is guns are bad, gun shows bad, then that's how you report it.
Absolutely. And if you play ball, then you ascend in that mainstream media system. But now people are aware of it, so it's falling apart. So the globalists are coming in, trying to restrict the alternative media, and the fight is on.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.